Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, Sugar Freedom fans. It's Katherine Gordon and the Sugar Freedom Show. So today I am hoping to get my friend Maureen on, and we're going to talk about surviving the holidays. Now, lucky Maureen lives in Hawaii, so I need her to call me. So the guest call-in number is 347-850-1979. And if you're listening live right now, I know I have a few of my Facebook friends who may be on and listening live. You can call that number as well. We can bring you in and you can ask any questions that you have about surviving the holidays, whether you're on sugar or off sugar like me, and different things that we can do to stay happy and healthy during the holidays. So once again, that number is 347-850-1979. All right. I'm going to start with confession time. So those of you who are in the six-week challenge, if you're listening today, may know that I got back to my goal range last week. So I'm 5'1" on a good day. And so that goal range for me, the ultimate goal range, is about 117 to about, 122, 123. So last week, about last Friday, I hit it. I got down to 121. And I know, it's just a scale number, but the odd thing about hitting that goal with still about 3.5 weeks left to go in the challenge was I ended up making a bad decision. And I don't know if any of you have ever made a decision like this, but I decided since I had hit that goal, I was going to start experimenting with Chardonnay again. And how many people have told you and told me that ultimately wine comes from the grape, and especially those wonderful California Chardonnays, they really do come from sugar. Now, my issue does seem to be that even though the only thing alcoholic that I like to drink really at all is Chardonnay, it does end up that it is a trigger food. And the problem is not so much that I end up drinking so much wine. The problem is that after I drink it, I tend to get that triggered feeling that I have from eating any of my trigger foods, whether it would be macaroni and cheese or donuts or cookies or ice cream or anything like that. So I think most of you who know of the Sugar Freedom Show and know Sugar Freedom are aware that, yes, it is true. I am a sugar addict and to a certain extent a food addict as well, because I also eat compulsively when I'm exposed to foods that break down rapidly into sugar, generally foods made from wheat, for example. By the way, let's talk about Thanksgiving. Let's talk about yesterday. Now, one of the things that I tell my clients as we go into our challenges is I want you to have a plan each day for what you're going to eat. And so you sit down and you have your notebook and you make a commitment to what you're going to eat that day. Pretty simple on a holiday. I knew that I was going to eat my standard sugar freedom foods during the day, and then for Thanksgiving I was going to have some extra goodies and some wine. The difficulty, and I think what's interesting about what happened yesterday, is that my issue was not with the pumpkin pie. My issue was not with the stuffing. My issue wasn't with the cranberry jelly. The issue I had was with those soft, gooey, chewy dinner rolls. And these are where I got into trouble. And I opened the door with the wine, and then I walked through the door with the dinner rolls. So what could be going on with these rolls? Why are they so seductive? Why are they so attractive? Well, number one, they do break right down to sugar once you start chewing them and you swallow them. And then number two, as so many of us are aware of today, they do contain gluten. Gluten and gliadin, and we're beginning to understand that there are components of wheat flour that really behave in the brain the same way that substances like cocaine, of all things, happen to behave. And especially for those of us who are susceptible, it just seems that something in those rolls seems to hook up with the dopamine, the epinephrine, or the pleasure receptors in my brain and just absolutely hits them off and just makes them go absolutely crazy. So although I didn't get into the pie and I didn't get into the stuffing, man oh man, did I get into those rolls. So I wanted to turn a little bit to some of the things that are in the news today. One of them being, speaking of rolls and things that we don't necessarily think are sweets or are trouble for us, but I wanted to talk about a film called that Sugar movie. Ah, yes. So it looks as if there is a new film coming out down under. That Sugar film, yes, director Damon Gamua? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right. But it says here he received a shocking diagnosis after going on a healthy sugar diet for just 60 days. Now, you and I probably know that healthy sugar diet, that sounds like an oxymoron to me. But let's talk about what kind of diet he went on. Here's what he said. I had no soft drinks, chocolate, ice cream, or sweets, he told Yahoo of his project, That Sugar Film. All of the sugars I was eating were found in perceived healthy foods, low-fat yogurt, muesli bars, cereals, fruit juices, and sport drinks. These kinds of things that often parents would give their kids thinking they're doing the right thing. And I have to say that sounds pretty similar to some of the things that I did give to my son when he was younger. And nowadays he is more in charge of his eating and is selecting more of the foods that he likes. And, yeah, sometimes he's going to eat sugar and he's going to eat pizza and things like that, but he does tend to be gravitating toward a more whole food diet, which is good news. But let's go back and talk about, except within 3 weeks, Gamow's doctor told him he had already begun to develop fatty liver disease, the most severe of outcomes, which is liver failure. The physician also branded his level of mental functioning unstable. According to news.com, he consumed 40 teaspoons of sugar a day on average, slightly more of that than the average teenager worldwide. Now, the World Health Organization indicates that a healthy adult should aim to include no more than 25 grams of sugar a day, or, a little bit easier to understand, 6 teaspoons. So what he was doing, although he wasn't running out and eating ice cream and donuts, he was trying to keep it healthy. And was, he ended up eating foods that, although he didn't think they were going to be troublesome for him, not only did he gain belly fat, but he also had issues with his mental functioning, and then also as well he had issues with beginning stages of fatty liver disease. So what definitely an issue here where even though we're trying to eat healthy, sometimes we can still be eating high sugar. Ah, and how do we do that? Well, one of the ways we end up doing that is very often we're trying to eat healthy by lowering fat in the diet. But the issue with that is that when we lower the fat in the diet, what we end up doing is increasing the sugar. So as we go on, and we're going to go on to our next subject, which is this idea that maybe we can eat more fat in order to burn more fat. So the idea is if we lower fat in the diet, what are we going to eat instead? Well, what happens sometimes is if we lower the fat and increase the sugar, well, we end up with consequences. So what do we do if we lower the sugar and instead increase the fat? Well, here's what happened. Now, this is a study that was done in Columbus, Ohio, at the Ohio State University. And this was a researcher, Volek, who ran a study here. And in this one, doubling saturated fat in the diet does not increase saturated fat in the blood. I mean, this is pretty amazing. One of the things that we've been told since the 70s is if we eat too much saturated fat, we're going to increase saturated fat in the blood, and it's going to end up clogging our arteries. Well, Jeff Volek did a study at Ohio State University that showed that this was not the result. It says here, doubling or even nearly tripling saturated fat in the diet does not drive up total levels of saturated fat in the blood, according to a controlled diet study. However, increasing levels of carbohydrates in the diet during the study promoted a steady increase in the blood of a fatty acid linked to an elevated risk for diabetes and heart disease. We go on to say, the finding challenges the conventional wisdom that has demonized saturated fat and extends our knowledge of why dietary saturated fat doesn't correlate with disease, said senior author Jeff Volek, a professor of human sciences at The Ohio State University. In the study, participants were fed 6 3-week diets that progressively increased carbs while simultaneously reducing total fat and saturated fat, keeping calories and protein the same. The researchers found that total saturated fat in the blood did not increase and went down in most people despite being increased in the diet when carbs were reduced. So palmitoleic acid, a fatty acid associated with unhealthy metabolism of carbohydrates that can promote disease, went down with low-carb intake and gradually increased as carbs were reintroduced to the study diet. Now, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this study today is that on Sugar Freedom, as we reduce sugar, and you know that this is one of the sayings that I tell people when they go on a low-sugar diet, they say, Catherine, what am I going to do to get off sugar? And I say, eat something else. Well, it just so happens that very often when we do reduce sugar and when we reduce starch and starchy carbohydrates, we end up eating more fat. And very often that means eating more saturated fat. And, of course, the great concern is that we have been told since the 70s that this is a bad idea and it's going to clog our arteries. Now, lately, and I'll write and speak more of this in upcoming shows, we've seen new big studies that have gone back and looked over studies over several decades that are starting to exonerate saturated fat as the driver of heart disease. This controlled study was very, very interesting because it increased saturated fat, it controlled carbs, it was a controlled study where they knew exactly what people were eating, and they actually saw this decrease of the acid in the blood and the saturated fat in the blood that was causing the problem. So one of the difficulties that we have is getting over the counterintuitive aspect of fat in our diet. One would think if we eat fat, we're going to be fat, we're going to store more fat. When the reality is that it is carbohydrate which is driving insulin, which is the storage hormone. Interestingly enough, insulin can help you to store and create fat. It can also help you to store and create muscle, but it all depends on what your diet and activity is like around that. So if you want to know more about that study, just look up Jeff Bolick at the Ohio State University. Doubling saturated fat in the blood does not, in the diet, does not increase saturated fat in the blood. So now we're going to get on to the part of this podcast where I'm going to talk to you a little bit about more specific and practical tips for surviving the holidays on a low-sugar diet. So number one, I'm going to just share a very easy recipe with you today. If any of you happened to cook a turkey yesterday, and if that turkey carcass is still in the refrigerator, there is still time to take all of the meat off of the bones, put the bones in your crock pot or your slow cooker, just cover it with water, and then cook it on low for 8 hours or overnight. In the morning, it is so simple. Take the bones out, throw them away, put the broth through a strainer, and then you've got organic turkey broth, if you happen to get an organic turkey that's going to last you for a long time. One of the things you can do is you can freeze it in metal ice trays, and you can use it to deglaze. You can use it for a base for soup. One of the greatest things that I like to use it for is that when I'm making sautéed vegetables, I can use it to deglaze and unstick the pan, an absolutely wonderful way to use what's left from your turkey. And then finally today, what I want to leave you with is just some very simple tips for what to do if, like me, you got into the starch or the sugar yesterday. Number one, drink more water. I know it's simple, but it's so important. Number two today, eat a salad. Get the wonderful greens in, get the fiber in, and in that salad, if you can include some cucumber and some celery, these tend to be diuretic and water-releasing vegetables. And then finally, to dress the salad, just a little olive oil, a little apple cider vinegar, or another vinegar that you like, just a real simple dressing. And then finally, if you can, and if the weather will allow you to, get out and have a walk today. If it's pretty, get out in nature, and don't forget to be grateful. So visit sugarfreedom.com/blog, and you can find more recipes and ideas to help you get off of sugar and this understanding of, if I'm not going to eat sugar, what else am I going to eat? And so thank you for being with us, and soon I will have Maureen on, and she can also share her tips for surviving the holidays. Take care, everybody, and make it a wonderful day, and we'll see you again on the Sugar Freedom Show.